Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Brookfield India Real Estate Trust Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode until the floor is open for questions. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. On the call, we have the following persons: Mr. Alok Aggarwal, CEO and MD; Mr. Ankit Gupta, President; Mr. Amit Jain, CFO of Brookprop Management Services Private Limited; Mr. Rachit Kothari; and Mr. Shailendra Sabhnani from Brookfield. I now hand the conference over to the management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, this is Alok. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the Brookfield India Real Estate Trust, I extend a warm welcome to all participants joining us today for this conference call. Let me start with a brief overview of the Indian office market. The Indian office market continued to see strong demand in the quarter gone by, especially for high-quality commercial spaces. Gross leasing is tracking at a quarterly run rate of about 18 million sq ft, an increase of almost 45% over the same quarter last year. This demand is being driven by both domestic and global corporations, as well as GCCs, who continue to expand their footprint in India. The SEZ reforms have been a significant positive development for the industry and for our REIT. We have already applied for the conversion of 1.5 million sq ft of SEZ space to non-processing area across our SEZ campuses. This includes 0.6 million sq ft at K1, which has already been converted and leased to HDFC Bank, 0.4 million sq ft at G2 and N2, for which we have in-principle approvals and which should get converted soon, and 0.5 million sq ft at G1, conversion of which we applied for during this quarter. These conversions should help attract a wider segment of tenants to our campus, and we already have a strong pipeline of prospective tenants for the space to be converted across all our campuses. Also, the recent announcements in the budget reducing the holding period for the long-term capital gains from 36 to 12 months for REITs is a positive development and should boost investor appeal for REITs. We are pleased to inform that we have completed the acquisition of the 50% stake in North Commercial portfolio from Bharti Group in June, having discharged the equity consideration of rupees 12.3 billion through a preferential issuance at rupees 300 per unit at an 18.5% premium to the floor price. The transaction has added modern assets with Bharti front office tenancy to our portfolio, expanding our operating area by 3.3 million sq ft. The transaction is both NAV and NDCF accretive. This transaction, along with the recent acquisition of Downtown Powai and CandorTech Space G1, is in line with our stated strategy of adding accretive assets to the REIT and forms one of the key pillars of growth for our REIT. Let me now invite Ankit to take you through the key highlights for this quarter.
Thank you, Alok, and a very good afternoon, everyone. Let me touch upon our leasing performance during the last few quarters. As compared to our new leasing guidance of 2-2.4 million sq ft for five quarters from January 2024 till March 2025, we have already achieved 50%, that is 1.1 million sq ft in the last two quarters, leading to our occupancy increasing by 400 basis points from 80% in December 2023 to 84% in June 2024. We achieved a gross leasing of 242,000 sq ft in Q1 2025, with the signed rentals at rupees 135 per sq ft versus the in-place rent of rupees 94 per sq ft. This has been possible due to strong demand for our high rental assets, with demand from other assets to follow in the subsequent quarters. The tenants that have been signed in the last quarter include Amdocs, Landis Gyr, Lochoni, and Mercer, amongst others. As mentioned earlier, we have also received the approval for conversion of 0.6 million square feet SEZ area to non-processing area at K1 in the last quarter, which has been completely leased to HDFC Bank. The leasing transaction at our assets has been driven by strong demand from both SEZ tenants as well as non-SEZ tenants such as HDFC Bank, and we continue to have a robust pipeline of 3 million square feet for both these sets of tenants. With sequential occupancy improvement in the last three quarters, we have seen an increase in the same store NOI by 17% over the last 9 months. This was also supported by the contractual escalations as well as the spreads achieving re-leasing and renewals. We have achieved the 11.1% average escalation on 1.5 million square feet during the quarter and 13% re-leasing spreads. Building on our leasing performance from the previous quarters and with the acquisition of the North Commercial portfolio, we have updated our new leasing guidance for FY 2025 to 1.5 to 2 million square feet. We have a relatively low expiry load in FY 2025 with 0.6 million square feet of expected exits and 0.8 million square feet of expected renewals. Given our strong leasing guidance and the low expiry load, we expect a sustained improvement in net leasing and therefore our occupancy. We are guiding for an exit occupancy of 87 to 89% by March 2025. Backed by the continued strong leasing traction expected in FY25, we are giving a distribution guidance of 18.5 rupees plus or minus 25 paise per unit for the year. Our distributions will be in line with the recently announced SEBI NDCF regulations. For our ongoing 0.6 million square feet mixed use development at K1, we have received recognition for our use of sustainable materials and processes. We have received the pre-certified platinum IGBC Green New Building Rating in June 2024 and the International Safety Award from the British Safety Council in April 2024. At our Noida assets, our green energy transition is progressing smoothly. We have already achieved our phase one goal of meeting 40% of tenant energy requirements through renewable energy, leading to a reduction of carbon emissions by 11,000 metric tons annually. Our target is to reduce, achieve 100% transition by 2027 or sooner. Now I would like to invite Amit to provide the financial update.
Thank you, Ankit. Good afternoon, everyone. As Alok mentioned, we have successfully consummated the acquisition of the North Commercial portfolio in the June quarter. With this transaction, we welcome the Bharti Group as a cornerstone investor in Brookfield India REIT with an 8.5% stake held by them. Please note that the North Commercial portfolio is accounted for using the equity method of accounting, wherein we pick up our share in the profit and loss of the investee company instead of doing line-by-line consolidation. We have witnessed a growth in our operating lease rentals to Rs. 420 crore, 4% higher quarter-on-quarter compared to Rs. 405 crore in the previous quarter, and 99% higher year-on-year compared to Rs. 211 crore in the same period last year. The adjusted NOI for Q1 FY25 is at Rs. 475 crore, 3% higher Q-on-Q compared to Rs. 461 crore in the previous quarter and 94% higher YOY compared to Rs. 245 crore in the same period last year. The YOY growth has primarily been driven by the acquisitions of Downtown Powai and Kendra Tech Space G1. We have achieved an NDCF of Rs. 217 crore this quarter, which translates to Rs. 4.52 per unit, and we are distributing Rs. 4.50 per unit this quarter. We are pleased to highlight that the dividend component of the distribution has increased from 9 to 11% this quarter. This increase in the dividend component is driven by the acquisition of North Commercial portfolio and the implementation of capital reduction scheme in Kendra Tech Space N1. On account of the capital reduction schemes in Kendra Tech Space K1 and Downtown Powai SEZ, the dividend component is expected to improve further to 20-25% over the next 4 to 6 quarters. Our current adjusted NOI run rate, including the North Commercial portfolio, is ₹2,408 crores on an annualized basis. We continue to have significant organic growth potential of over 250 crore rupees in our portfolio, which can be achieved through the lease-up of vacant areas and margin recovery. We continue to maintain a dual AAA rating from ICRA and CRISIL on the back of our strong balance sheet, a long-dated maturity profile, and limited amortizations over the next few years. A majority of our loans are linked to the repo rate, which will benefit us as the benchmark rates begin to trend lower. With that, I would request the moderator to open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much and that's a decent performance. My first question is with respect to your guidance of 18.5 rupee of DPU. Can you also talk a bit where did it originate from? What is the NOI you are building in and what are the cash flows you are building in, just to get a sense of how much can potentially come from the newer deposits and how much from this pure income growth?
Sorry, Puneet, can you just repeat the question one?
Yeah, so just wanted to understand the assumptions behind 18.5 DPU in terms of what would be your assumptions on NOI and cash flow from operations.
Yeah, so Puneet, I would basically break this into two parts. One, as you have seen with the leasing already done and the 3 quarters of increase in our overall occupancy, that in itself is providing us for a solid base as we are today in terms of our distributable income. Along with that, as we've given a leasing guidance over the next year, we expect our occupancy also to go up from the 84% currently to 87 to 89. And that performance will also help give us the cash flow from operations to be able to achieve this distribution that we are giving a guidance on.
So any numbers you can share on the NOI part for that is needed for 18.5 rupee of DPU?
Yeah, so Puneet, maybe we'll add on right to what Ankit said. Basically, what we're clocking right now, if you just take Bharti assets at 100% share, is about 2400 crores, right? At this point in time, we have a vacancy of give or take about 3.5 million square feet. What we are saying is that we'll do about a one-third of that pickup. From 84 to 100, we'll do about a one-third of that pickup in this financial year, which is in total about 250 crores of NOI pickup. So we will see 80 crores of incremental NOI, or 20 crores of incremental quarterly NOI flow through by end of the year, right, in the NOI numbers. On a full year basis, this will be a distributed impact because bulk of this leasing, is going to be in the second half of the year that we're guiding you to.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, partly. I'll take it separately as well. But just on the CAM side also, we are seeing an increase in CAM charges. Is it to do with a part incorporation of Bharti's portfolio as well, or is it just higher utilization rates?
So this is broadly a seasonal impact as well. The power and fuel cost for the current quarter was higher as compared to the last quarter, but that's a pass-through cost to the tenant, and there was then other repair and maintenance charges that were incurred, again a pass-through. But to answer your question, the primary contribution is of the fuel and power cost because of the seasonal impact.
Understood. So 153 crore is not the normal. 131 is what 130-odd crore is what one can run with typically on a quarterly basis.
Sorry, where are you getting the 130 crores now?
So, over last two quarters, you were at 138, 131. It jumped to 153. So, just wondering.
Whether yeah, so like Ahmed mentioned, these are also very seasonal impacts. So, the number will land somewhere in between as an average for the full year.
And can you also comment upon what kind of underlying market rental growth you are seeing for your portfolio?
Yeah, so see, I think we talked last time also, if we see really Calcutta, and I will take, you know, asset wise, if we see Calcutta and because now we are showing at 90%, but, you know, the incubation, HGS has taken the entire space, right now it's fully leased out, and there are two elements to that. One is non-SEG and one is the SEG. Now, in non-SEG, what we have denotified, we are always almost about 55 rupees per square foot, which is about 18%. More than you know, our kind of in place rent, and yeah. but because now our vacancy is very limited, we are also confident that even SEG rentals we should be able to, you know, kind of do it around that number. Now whether it's 18%, 16%, that's a matter of debate, but around 55, so almost 80 to 20% increases happen in Calcutta, and we are confident of maintaining that. Then when we come to Noida, Noida again N1 N2, I mean there's really we are able to get about mid-60s kind of a rental, mid-60s, mid-70s. Renters have been, you know, flat from last two quarters, but also because we had a strong run-up in last 1 year. In N1, it was from 50 became 65, N2 again 55 became 65. So rents are consolidating at that level. And N1, there's no vacancy. N2, as our vacancies move up, we are confident of able to push the rentals also higher. So that's we are there. Then if you talk about Powai, we are hovering, depending on which building we are talking about, we are hovering between 150 to even 180, 185, depending on which building, home space, tenants taken. But if there's a growth right now, I would say it's a flat, but I think we are consolidating. Gurgaon, both if you take G1 and G2, again, you know, we would see the growth as our occupancies move towards mid 85 to 90. That is the time we should see the growth. Right now, rents are consolidating at early 80s to mid 80s in G1 and early 90 to mid 90s in G2. But you would appreciate growth would come when we reach around, more growth will come when we reach around, you know, late 80s or early 90s.
Understood. That's helpful. And for the Worldmark, etc., should one assume the last updated market rentals which would disclose in the earlier presentation as the same?
Yeah, sorry, I missed that word mark. Yeah, word mark, you know, so we are like around 22 to 25, 5% annual growth again in Gurgaon, 5% kind of annual growth, 4 to 5% we should keep getting actually, at least I'm saying 5%, 6%, 4 to 6% would keep happening. I mean, office is really above 90, so not difficult to at least get 5 to 6% rental growth.
Understood. That's helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Sure, thank you. My first question, again, with the same goal of trying to get to what NOI could look like for the full year. I just want to check this updated leasing guidance of 1.5 to 2 million square feet. Is that all organic or does it include Worldmark as well?
So the distribution for this quarter includes a little bit over than 100 crores of run rate from Worldmark.
Okay, I was actually checking on the leasing guidance that you've put out, 1.5 to 2 million
square feet. That includes the entire portfolio. Like I mentioned, the 1.5 to 2 million square feet is for the full year and it includes the Worldmark portfolio as well.
Got it, okay. And the second one is just a quick check. I think you're just about 1 year shy now of the rental support in G1 coming to maturity. Generally, you know, what are your thoughts or visibility on trying to replenish some of that?
Yeah, so if you really see G1, we are seeing, good leasing traction. We are hopeful of, Now, what's the number? That's something has to be worked out, but we should, our occupancy should move up, you know, in a good measure by end of this year. But if you really see, you know, what is going to happen is our escalations and increasing NOI is going to more than offset if there's a shortfall, which may happen after let's say from Q1 in 2025 calendar year.
Got it. Okay.
Just add Kunal to that. Right, our share of that income support is about 40 crores a year to the REIT. So that's about I would say 80 paisa of DPU on an annual basis. That's coming from that income support. As Alok said, I think we should be able to fairly offset it. With 1 year of escalation, which flows to our portfolio, is about 85 crores on a 5%. We should be able to more than offset it as our rents grow. Even if, you know, and leasing is on top of that.
Right. Got it. Okay. Very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Okay, thank you everyone for joining today's call. We look forward to connecting with you next quarter.
On behalf of Brookfield India Real Estate Trust, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.